Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The chief negotiator for the Afghan Taliban is urging the United States to return to the negotiating table. The BBC's Lise Doucette in Kabul reports Taliban leaders say ending the war is in everyone's best interest.
The Taliban were clearly surprised by President Trump's abrupt decision to cancel talks earlier this month. Their chief negotiator, Mohammad Abbas Stanikzai, told me the two sides had reached a deal. All that remained were the signatures. In a rare interview, he called on President Trump to send his team back to the negotiating table. In our interview, Mr. Stanikzai repeatedly denied that the Taliban targeted civilians and blamed the growing number of casualties on pro-government forces. But Afghans are also asking for more proof that the Taliban are ready to end a war now regarded as the deadliest in the world.
The BBC's Lise Doucette in Kabul. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Umberto is now a Category 3 hurricane with winds as strong as 115 miles per hour. It's expected to near Bermuda by tonight, with hurricane conditions to last into early tomorrow. Tropical storm Imelda threatens to dump 18 inches of rain on parts of southeast Texas in the next few days. It made landfall near the city of Freeport yesterday. Andrew Schneider of Houston Public Media reports the region's at risk of flooding.
The storm is expected to bring 5 to 10 inches of rainfall along and just east of its track, with up to 15 inches in isolated pockets. Jeff Lindner is a meteorologist with the Harris County Flood Control District.
More importantly will be how quickly the rain falls. So as long as we get rain and we get some breaks and it allows the water to drain, we'll be able to handle it. But if we start to see sustained 2 and 3 inch rainfall rates for a couple hours, that's when we would be concerned about the potential for the creeks and the bayous to rise very quickly and potentially come out of their banks.
The Houston area has had a dry summer. Lindner says that will help the ground absorb the rain, at least initially. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
Chief financial officers around the country are concerned there may be a recession next year. Jason DeBruin of member station WUNC reports.
Business optimism dropped to its lowest point in 3 years, and two-thirds of U.S. chief financial officers think the economy will be in recession by the end of next year. These findings come from a Duke University CFO Global Business Outlook survey. Duke finance professor John Graham says business optimism is falling fast.
In the United States, the number of CFOs growing more pessimistic outnumbers those growing more optimistic by a 5-to-1 margin.
Uncertainty could lead to less business investment. The Duke survey also found that CFOs expect a less than 1% increase in capital spending in the next year. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeBruin in Durham, North Carolina.
This is NPR News. Members of the Federal Reserve meet today. The central bank is widely expected to announce that it's cutting interest rates another quarter of a percentage point. This would be the second interest rate reduction in 7 weeks. President Trump has been urging the Fed to cut interest rates even more and has referred to the Fed's policymakers as boneheads for not doing so. The White House and Capitol Hill are still stuck in negotiations over new gun control legislation. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports Democrats are growing concerned they won't reach a deal.
Democrats are worried Republicans can't agree on new gun measures. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said previously that the Senate would debate the legislation after an extended August recess. Now, McConnell says he's waiting on President Trump to present a plan. But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants Republican leaders to follow through.
The time for President Trump and Leader McConnell is to act now before many more lives are lost.
Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke with Trump on Sunday. Both later said they were not hopeful. The stalemate drew more than a dozen Democratic lawmakers to the Senate floor to denounce gun violence. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Israeli election is still too close to call. Initial partial returns show Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party is tied with the centrist Blue and White Party, led by challenger Benny Gantz. Netanyahu spoke to his supporters early this morning, neither claiming victory nor conceding defeat. Officials say that the final results could take more than a week. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.